Reb Yehuda Weimer, Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda Weimer, Loihoya Pius Lamachta. For the Keteris, when the Kohen brought in the Keteris, there was not a special Pius for the Machta. El Kohen, but the same Kohen, Shezoicha Victoris, that is Zoicha to put the Keteris, to throw the Keteris on top of the coals on the Mizbech HaPnim, is Oymel Zesh Imoi, Zoch Imoi Bemachta. He says the one right next to him, he's Zoicha to do the Machta. So you see, by the Macht and the Keteris, there's only one Pius of both of them. So who the limit is, who are then by all Avoidis? You make only one Pius for all of them that are on the same Parsha. The Rashi says, Luhoye Pius Lamachta, Kishoye Mephaisim the Keteris. When they made the next Pius, who is Zoicha to do the Keteris? Kirat Vastisim, Chadoshim the Keteris. They always had a new Koyin to do the Keteris. Now, Boye Vefisu, the Akteris Tzrichin Shnei Kanim. The Shastri did the Keteris. You had to have two Kohanim with you. Echad Shemoylech HaKteris LeHechel. One Kohen brings the Keteris, the spices, into the Hechel. U'maktiroi. And he throws the spices, the Keteris, on top of the Mizbech HaPnim, on top of the coals there. Now the Echad need another Kohen, Shechoyse Gecholo Mi'al Mizbech HaChitzen. The next Kohen, he has to take a shovel full of boiling coals from the Mizbech HaChitzen. He takes a shovel full of them. O machnis lehechel, he brings the shovel full of the coals into the hechel, and he puts it down for noisin on mizbech apnimi. He puts those coals down on the mizbech apnimi. Lahakti as a k'teris alayin. Then the other kohen that has the k'teris, he throws, pours the k'teris on top of these burning coals. So the kids, we need two different kohanim b'shas the k'teris. K'dafin l'kamon mikroi shegecholei mizbech apnimi nitolim mizbech achitzen. And when you had the coals on the inside Mizbeach, it never started off there. It was just taken off from the outside Mizbeach. The Chol Yoyim. Now, come Rabbi Yehuda, Loihoyim Afisen Misha Zoicha B'machta. We didn't make a special pious for the one that Zoicha to take the shovel to carry the out from the outside Mizbeach, the coals inside. Elamisha Yiska B'Kteris. Rather, the coin that was Zoicha to pour the Kteris on the coals. Or Misha Zochabo, the one that was Zoicha, Oymal Lezeshe B'minoi. He tells the one that's on his right hand side, Zochimi B'machta. You should know, you're Zoicha now to take the Machta with me into the Mizbech HaPnim. Alma, what do we see? Lav Luchol Avoid V'Avoid Mephaisinan. You see, you don't make a special pious for each Avoida. Rather, each time, like the four times of the day, when we make a pious, that one pious helps to choose all the Avoidas that are chosen at that time. So what did in our Mishnah now? We have to, when we have 13 different Kohanim to take care of the Korban HaTamid, we only make one piece, and the one Kohen that's Zoicha for the Shechita, the one on his right gets the Zrika, and that's the way it goes down. So my answer is again, no, maybe there's no right from here. I tell you, Shani Machto Keteris, Dechodo Avoidehi. Here it's Mamish one Avoidah. These two Kohanim are both doing the Avoidah of Haktaras HaKteris, of Bimachto the Keteris. That's why there's only one piece. But maybe in our Mishnah now, there are different types of inyonim to take care of the zbechap, the dishim zbechap nimi, take care of the menorah, take care of the shchita, the zrikam. Maybe it's called different avodis. You need a separate pias for each one of them. And ikad the army, some want to say just the opposite. The diik is dafka machtuk teres the chod avodi. You know where Yehuda says that the one that gets the machton doesn't need his own special pias because his mamish is the same type of an avodim as the teres. Only here. I'll tell you, Avul Shara Avoidis, by all other Avoidis, by the Korban HaTomid, Shoshacham, maybe boy is pious, maybe it does need a pious. Nor here, Avizoi, Macht Yisrochle, here the Macht that we need for Chiddush, Kosal Tadaka Chaminach, I would have thought, Hoyo Voloi Shchicha, since it's not Shchich, what we don't have, it doesn't happen that often, the Keteris. You only brought the Keteris twice a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Rashi, Hoyo Voloi Shchich, Hakteris elu pamayim luyayim. You only brought two keteris a day. Shein hakteris boi nedava. Not boi nedava. Nobody could bring a keteris for a nedava. So it didn't happen that often. Mashenk in a korban oily, you could have 100 a day. But the keteris didn't happen that often. Vaito ma'asro. And who are then, whoever does it, became rich from it. As I would have thought, maybe naskin lay pias b'fnei yatzma, maybe that's the sfer that the machton, even though it's like chod avoid, it's like part of the avoid of the keteris. But since it's a special avoider, it doesn't happen too often, and you become rich if you do the keteris. I would have thought maybe you have to have two special pias, two separate ones. Kamashmula, no. That even the machtom goes together with one. For the kids, so we have no raya what's going to be by other avoiders. Maybe other avoiders need only one, and maybe they need each one separately. So from the din of the machtom and the keteris, you have no raya. Right to Toshma, come and bring another raya. Here it says clearly, Detoni Rebbe Chia, Loi Lechol Avoidov Yavoid Mephaisin. We do not make a special piece, a special count for each avoid that we have to do by the Korban Atomid. Elo Koyin Shezocha Betomid. Rather, the Koyin, the first one that was Zoycha to do the Shchita of the Korban Atomid, is Shnei Mosa Ochiv HaKahanim. The 12 other brothers, in other words, the 12 other Kahanim on his right side, one after another, Nimshachim Imoy, they get it after him. In other words, the one on his right gets the Zrika. The one on his right then gets the next Avoida. It goes Keseda. So Shema Minu, we think clearly, you do not have to make like 13 different piyasin. Rather, there's only one piyas in the morning for the Tomer HaShachar, and the one koin, the first koin at Zeicher in the Shchita, the one on his right gets the next one, on his right gets the next one, and the next 12 kohanim get the next of the 12 avodas. So clearly we only made one piyas in the morning for this time of the Shchita of the Korban HaTomid, and the next 12 kohanim on his right side got it. But the piyas HaShenit, the Mishnah says, the second piyas was to be Zeicher for the Tomid Shol Shachar. Iboilihu, mi mekabel, which koyin now was zeicher to make the kabbalas adam? His mishnah only says we made a piyus. Which one should get the shchita and which one should get the zrika? So we know there's a special koyin for the shchita of the korban atamid and a special koyin for the zrika. Now the kabbalah the mishnah doesn't say. So obviously one of those two kohanim does the avoid of the kabbalas adam. He receives the dam in the kli shoris. For the gemara boyli who mean the kabbal, which one? Shechit mekabel, one svar is the one that zeichet to do the shechita. He should also make the avodas kabbalah. Why? He should receive the dam in the klisharis. The amrit, zurik mekabel, because if you're going to tell me, the kohen that makes the zrika, he is the one that makes the kabbalah. Agav chavivusei, since he's zeichet to do the zrika, which is a very choshev avodah, it's chaviv, loy mekabel elekule dam. We have to be afraid, maybe he won't wait there to receive all the dam of the klisharis. He'll feel, as long as he has like halfway filled, and he has enough blood here to make this rikum, he's going to want to go and run and do this rikum. And since it's a choshev avodah, and like a svar, like, since he's in a rush to do this rikum, he won't want to wait until he receives all the dam in the kli. He'd rather run right away and do this rikum. So that's a svara, don't let the kohen that does this rikum make the kabbalah, but rather let the kohen that makes the shchita do the kabbalah. He'll do a good job, he'll be mekabel all the dam. Like Rashi says, mi mekabel, dam ha-tomid, tekivon deloy monoloy b'masnisin, koyin, the Mishnah doesn't say a separate koyin for that, shemamina chad mahani yobadlo. One of these two, either the sheikhet or the zarek, does the kabbalah. Agav chavivusei, tezriko sheyavoydis mezbeach, since he's in a rush to do this special avoidam, lo mekabel elekuli dam, he won't wait to receive all the dam. We are middle lekamon, and we say later on in the Gemara that the locher is lichatchil at least that tzorach sheyakabel es kol adam shenemar v'yes kol dam hapar yishofich mashm all the dam you have to have in the klisharis. So the mitzvah lichil is to mekabel wait and receive all the dam. So that the svara don't let the zorik do it because he won't wait. The Gemara says leduma maybe no zorik mekabel. There's a svara let the zorik he should do the kabbalah more than the one that makes the shrita. Why? The Amrit Sheikhit Mekabel, because if you're going to tell me the Kohen that was Zeicher to make the Shchita, he'll do the Kabbalah also. Zimnin the Shochet Zar. Hey, for the Shchita of the Korbonis, you don't have to have a Kohen. Even a Zar could do the Shchita. So interesting. Mashmu, they made the Pius to get the Zrikom to make the Shchita, a Zar could also be in that Pius. So we have to be afraid, maybe a Zar was Zeicher to do the Shchita of the Korban Atomid. And if you tell me always, that the Sheikhid does the Kabbalah, that can't be. Because sometimes the Sheikhid will be a Zar, and a Zar can't do the Kabbalah. So that's the Svara always the same, that the Zarek should make the Kabbalah. So Grashi Zimnin the Shochet Zar, Shashchita Ksherim Zar, via Kabbalah Psula Boy. A Zar can't do a Kabbalah. Shinema Veshochet is Ben Abokar, Vehekrivu HaKahanim Es Adam. So we darshin that mi Kabbalah Vielich. From the avoid of receiving the dam, then it's mitzvah's kuna. Limud ala shchita shekshere bazar. So I don't know if the zar is in the pias. Could be no. Havadam will make the pias we make the choosing is only from the kohanim. But the Gemara is saying in the svara though, that sometimes, I don't know how, but it could come out that a zar did the shchita. So if you're going to tell me that the pias, the kohen that wins the shchita, he's the one that also does the kabbalah, we have to be afraid that sometimes the bottom of the case will come out that a zar will go and do the shchita. And he can't do the Kabbalah. So that's as far, maybe the Zarek should always have to do the Kabbalah also. So Mar says, Toshima, come on, bring your Raya. That Ben Kotin also Yudvei's dad Likir. Ben Kotin was the name of a Kohen Godel. Rashi says Kohen Godel Hoya. He made 12 different sprouts that came out of the Kir. That was a big spot that they got the water to Mekadosh to Yadayim, to clean their hands first. So he made 12 different sprouts that the water come out from. Kidei Shiyu Yudvei's Ochev Vakanim Hu Asukim V'tomid Mekadoshin Yadayim V'raglein V'basachas. Kidei that all 12 Kohanim that have to take care of the Korban HaTomid, they should be able to wash their hands at the same time. Bavasachas, they should all be able to do it. So Rashi says, Yud Beis Dadin Shu Yoytsek Behen Mayim, that the water comes out from it. So he has the 12 Kohanim to take care of the Avoida. Kredi Gemara, V'Yistagva Daitcha, Shoichet Mekabol, if you want to tell me the Kohen that does the Shechita, he's the one that also makes the Kabbalah, so Abazoy Teleser Hevi, there should be 13 sprouts. Because our Mishnah says 13 different Kohanim were chosen to do the Avoidis. So really there are 13. So what do you want to tell me now? If you tell me now that the Kohen that does the Shechita, he does not do the Kabbalah, he only does the Shechita, then it's good. Even if he's the Kohen doing the Shechita, but he does not need Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Hey, since the Shechita is kosher bizarre, that's not called like an Avoidah of the Kahuna, it's called an Avoidah, but not an Avoidah of a Kohen, you don't need Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. See, if that first Kohen only does Shechita, nothing more, it's good, then there's only 12 Kohanim that have to wash the hands. And even though the Mishnah says 13, but the first one doesn't have to wash his hands, because he only does the Shechita. But if you're going to tell me the Kohen that does the Shechita, he also has to do the Kabbalah for the Avoidah, so Kabbalah, you do have to wash your hands, because that's called an Avoidah. So then it's Shver, we should have made 13 different nozzles for the water to come out. Why do you only make 12? And Elav Shemamin, it's a Raya, that Zerik Mekabel, that the Kohen that does the Zrikam, he's the one that does the Kabbalah. Shemamin, so then it's very good. The first Kohen that did the Shechita, all he did was only the Shechita. Therefore, he did not have to wash his hands. There's no mitzvah kiddush yadayim for aglayim before you do the shechita. So therefore, Ben Kotan only had a maid, Yud Beis Dad, for the other 12 kohanim that will have to wash the hands. So Drashi Tleiser Hevi, Shereish Shleisha Sora Avoidis Nimnu Vishtasenu. Hamishta says 13 different Avoidis. The Avoidis Pias Atomid. Ela Shashchita Eina Tuna Kiddush Yadayim for aglayim. But the first Avoidis of Shechita, the Kohen that does it, even if he's a Kohen, he does not need Kiddush Yadayim for aglayim. Afilu Kashiv a Kohen. Because Shechita is such an Avoidah that even a Zar could do it. Now, if you tell me now the same Kohen that does the Shechita, he's the same one that does the Avoidah of Kabbalah, then he also has to use the Kiyur to Mekadosh his hands for the Avoidah of the Kabbalah. So why do you only make Yud Beis? He should have made Yud Gimel. That the first Kohen that did the Shechita did not have to make a Kiddush at all, because he only did the Shechita, nothing more. Who did the Kabbalah? The second Kohen that got the Zrikam. So Shemamina, that's a good Raya. Mor says, Omale Ravacho Brei the Rav Ravashi Afana Namitanina. I also have a Raya for this, that who did the Kabbalah? The Kohen that did the Zrika, he's the one that did the Kabbalah. That while we learn clearly, Shochat HaShoichit, the one that made the Shechita. The Kibel HaMakabel, then the next Kohen made the Kabbalah, Uvoloi Lizroi, and that Kohen then went to make the Zrika. So you see, the Kohen that made the Kabbalah, he's the one now Uvoloi, he himself comes, Lizroi, to make the Zrika. Shemamina, another good Raya. Now the Mishnah, who makes the Kabbalah? The second Kohen, the one that does the Zrika. And we're not afraid that maybe he won't make a good Kabbalah. No, we'd rather let him make the Kabbalah, because for sure he'll be a Kohen. Mashen can't let the first one that does the Shechita. We have to be afraid maybe sometimes he'll be a Zar, so we can't let him do the Kabbalah. So therefore we always give the Kabbalah to the Kohen that does the Zrika. Shrashi Yafan and Amitanino, and the Sechta Tomit, Obola Lizrik Asin. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Omar ben Azai, Lefnei Rav Akiva. Now what? How do the different Kohanim here, these six Kohanim that carry the different parts of the animal, of the Korban HaTomid, they have to carry the pieces of meat onto the Kevish. So there's seven Kohanim here, six Kohanim carrying it. How does the Seder, how do they carry, which one goes first? So Ben Azai said over, Derech Hinuchai. The same way the way an animal walks when he's alive, that's the way now after Shechita, they cut up the pieces, the Nesachim, they carry each piece by itself. So Tana Rabbanim, the price says like this. Ketzat Derech Hilucha. How is it considered Derech Hilucha, how the animal is walking when he's alive? Trashi Derech Hilucha means, Shel Tzad HaRosh Kodmin, the head goes first. HaKodim Kodim, like the first part of the animal, the way you're walking, his head, then the next part, that's the way we carry up the pieces to the Kedesh. How is it? Is HaRosh V'Yeregel. That everybody is masking. The head goes first, and with the head we also take the regal, take the left leg. Why the leg? The Gemara later will say why we take the leg with the rush, even though that's not called Derech Hiluchai, because the leg is in the back. But I call upon him, the head comes first, and with the head you have to bring the regal. So drashing harosh v'regal, shel yamin, forget the right side, the right leg. L'divrei hakol kedemis, everybody holds, this comes first. The first kind that was there to carry the pieces was carrying the head and the right leg. This will dash from the pasuk that the head has to come first, and it's a svara with the head has to go the right regal. Then goes the hachoza, then goes the breast, the hagor, and that goes the neck, because that's the next first part of the animal that's walking. Then ushtei yadayim, then the two hands. Then ushtei defines the two sides. Then ukus, that's the tail, that's the on the back. Then the regal, the back legs, that the regal, that's the left foot, that goes left. That's considered derech hilucha. That's the way the animal walks when it's alive. Rabbi Yosi argues on this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi yom derech hafshatoi. No, we carry up the pieces of meat the way you are mashit, the way you, when you skin the animal, the first meat that gets skinned, that meat goes first on the mizbeach, on the kevish. Rashi derech hafshatoi, mitzad haraglayim. The way you skin an animal, you take the skin off the backside first, off the raglayim, the legs first. Letzad harosh. You pull the skin off the legs first, towards the head. The male is just the opposite way. So how is it? So tomorrow, Ketzah Derech HaShotai, how is the case of Derech HaShotai, how do you get the skin off the meat? Is Harosh V'Regel. Let everybody hold. That's a posik. That even though really you skin the head last, but the rush has to come first. Then goes the regal, then goes the right leg. Then Ukutz, that's the back, that's the tail, because that's the way you skin it first. Then V'Regel, then the left leg, that's the next one to get skinned. Then shtei, just the opposite, just backwards. Then shtei defines the two sides. Then shtei yadayim, the two arms. Hachozem, then you get the breast. Then the agor, then you get the neck. That's the way you skin it last. So I'm skinning it from back to front. Rabbi Akiva Roine, derech meisuche. We carry it up the way we cut the korban atomit. What does that mean? Rashi Derech Nisuchai, Kisedesh Shemanat Chinoisei. The same way we slice up the piece of meat into pieces. Le'achar Afshotai, if you skinned it, Aver Achar Aver, you cut it one Aver after another Aver. The Seva Nituchai, the first from Masechta Tamid. It's a Gemara of Masechta Tamid. How did they cut up the Korban Atomid? K'moishu Seder Kan. The same way we have the Seder right now here. Ketzah Derech Nituach. How do we cut up the Korban Atomid? So our Gemara says, Ketzad derech nituchai. What does it mean? How do you cut up? What do you cut up first? Harosh. First we cut the head, then via regal, then comes the back, the right leg. Ushtei yadayim. Then comes the first two hands. Then hachozer. Then comes the breast. Vihagorom. Then comes the neck. Then ushtei defanis. Viyulkus. Then comes the back, the tail. Via regal. Then comes the leg. That's called derech nituach. That's the way they cut it. So Rashi says ukeshum enateach. As soon as you cut it, you cut that part and you give it to the kohen that's zeicha to carry it. Everybody is standing. Until all these six kohanim got the six different parts of the korban atamid. Then they would start walking one after another to bring these pieces up to the kevish. The whole machlokes here is, how did they walk? Which kohen was in front of the next one? Hani tani maro mahochi or maro mahochi. That's how machlokes here. Which coin walked in front of the other coin? But everybody's masking the same way. That first each coin got his piece that he's supposed to carry, and then they started to walk. So only question, which piece was in front of the other piece? Weiter. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Yomer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, "Derech Iluyay." You know how the which coin went first? The one that's more choshev. The piece of meat that's more choshev. That piece went first.
You don't go boss the kodin, you don't go boss the nituach, you go boss the most choshev piece of meat there is. Shrashi derech ilui, derech meitiv shaloi, or muvcha nesochav amuvcha kodin. The more choshev piece of meat, the more choshev a slice, that kind that's carrying it, he goes first. So how you call it? Now, ketz derech ilui, how is the seder, you go boss the what piece of meat is more choshev, her rosh, that has to go first ahead. For your regal, then goes the right leg with it. Hachozo, then the breast, that's the more choshev piece of meat. For your hagorah, then the neck, which they are defined as the two sides. For your yulkitz and the tail. For your regal, and then the left leg. Which they are yadayim, then the two yadayim. For the Gemara Kash, Shaivu, Aksiv, it says the poskin Yecheskel, call a neisach toiv, yorech the choseif. So you see, l'churu, the yerech comes first, and then the choseif. And we're saying the opposite over here.
Because here it says, first comes the yodayim, and then comes the regular, the smil. So Gemara says, Hahu b'kechusha. Is that what it says in Yecheskel, that the yerech is better? That's talking about a weak animal. And now Gemara here is talking about a behemoth that's buried, a healthy animal. That's why here we say, first the yodayim, first the front legs, and then the regular, the back one. And Gemara says, Vaita, Omar Rova. Bain Tana de Dan, or Bain Rabbi Yossi, Ms. Rabbi Yossi Eglili, Bosser Ilu de Bisra's Linen. He's the Tana Kamalek of our Mishnah that says the Seder of which coin was Urk and which, he also goes according to Rabbi Yossi Eglili Shita, that they go according to which piece of meat is more Choshev. But Mar Ozol Bosser Ivro de Bisra, he's our Tana goes Bosser which piece is like bigger, the actual meat itself, or Mar Ozol Bosser Shumda de Bisra. And the Yosi goes according to which one is more fatter, which has more shumin.
Tana the Masnitzin lo yomek echad minayu. His Tana of Al-Mishnah doesn't sound like any one of these. So Mar Ozo Bos Ibro, Tana didan, Hulach Acher Ilu, means Goydel Hevorim. Which piece of meat is bigger? For Rabbi Yosi Yolach Acher Ilu HaShomin. He goes Bos to which piece, not that it's bigger, as the piece of meat Sheboid, but which one's a fatter piece of meat. That's the say that he goes Bos to. Hakopon of the Gemara says, now, my taino, salko regal behind the ratio. According to everybody, it said the head came first, and the same coin that was carrying the head, he also was carrying the right regal. Why did the right foot go with the head? Mer says, Mishum the ratio and the fisha bayatsomus. Because the head of the animal has a lot of bones. It has very little meat there. So it's not nice just to bring the head by itself. Mela karva regal bayade. Therefore, they brought the regal with it, that the regal of the leg has very good meat there. So they had to make up for the bones of the head, and the head had to come first, so to make up for the head, they brought the regal with it also. So Mar says now, the Kula Yalma Mios Rosh Karab Resha. Everybody is masking, the head goes first, according to everybody. Minolan, how do we know this? That the current, the first current has to carry the head? The Tanya will learn like this. Minayin La Rosh Uped De Shekoidmin, L'chol Levorim, how do we know the head? And the Peder, that's the fats, that's put on top of the head. Or by the Makom Hashchita, how do we know that goes first? Because the pasuk says, Talmud Loimer, as Roishoy, v'yas Pidroy, v'yorech. So you see clearly, the Orech, how do you set them up? First comes the Rosh. And the Pidroy, that's some of the fat that we cover up the base of Shchita. It's not nice to let the base of Shchita look with all the blood, it looks disgusting. So therefore we cover it up with Padar, with the Kisses, it's Machlokes, we're showing him what exactly the Padar is. Some say it's the fat, some say it's the Kishkas, it's the inside. But you put it on top of the base of Shchita, like to cover it up. So the head comes first. For the Gemara of Idoch Poder, it says another time Poder in the Pasuk. What do we do with that? Lama Yosef, the word Achrina we take out. Idoch Poder.